Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir Spencer, Luinish Pasar Bianca Shom, Leab Asitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Lamet. The Gemara Amud Bey says that Rabbanan did takana for a poor man that dies, and not for a poor man that becomes rich. And the reason is because Misa Shchicha, Ashiru Sloy Shchicha. For someone to die, that's something common. But for a poor man to be rich, that's not common. And the Gemara brings the expression that people say, Chavruch Mis Osher, is Asher Loise Asher. If a person tells you that someone died, you can confirm that, you can assume it's true. But if someone said that a person became rich, then don't approve it, don't confirm it, not necessarily it's true. One important nekuda that the Chidah brings in his Shas HaTshuvah Sefer called Chaim Shaul is that we find throughout Shas many times that we sometimes say that Misa, the death, is Davar Shechiach. And sometimes we say it's not shchiach. We just saw in the previous daf that the Gemara tells us that Shema Meis Loi Chashinam, not Choshe, someone died. And the Gemara in Yumor, Gornei Kohen Gadol, says that Tuma is Dover Shechiach, but Misa is not shchiach. So why is the Gemara here saying that Misa is shchiach and only becoming rich is not? So it says the Chidah something simple. It's all relative. When you're referring to Misa in comparison to Tuma, for example, Tuma is more common than Misa. But if you're referring to Misa in comparison to Ashirus, to becoming rich, that's something which is not Shchiach. So the frequency, how common Misa is relative to what we compare it to. There's a vort that's brought down in the name of the Yehudi HaKadosh from Shishcha, that he says the following. Chazal teach us, he brings a Sefer HaZohar that says it, that sometimes when there's a gzeiro, a decree in Shemayim, and there's a rumor of that decree happening, that is the fulfillment of the decree. Meaning when there's a decree in Shemayim, not necessarily has to be fulfilled exactly as the decree was said. A rumor of the decree is also a fulfillment of that zero. We find a similar thing in the Gemara in Megillah of Chozayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there brings that Rav Huno was in front of Rav and he saw that he did not have a belt. He told him, "Why? Where's your belt?" He said, "I didn't have money for Kiddush, so I gave my belt out so I can buy wine for Kiddush." So Rav gave him a bracha. He'll be filled with clothing. So the Gemara brings a story that when Rav, the son of Rav Huna, got married, Rav Huna was on the bed, and all his daughters came, his daughters and his daughters-in-law, they took out their clothes and put the clothes on him. And that was a kiyum of the bracha of Rav. To an extent that Rav had a kpeid in Rav Huna, why didn't Rav Huna say v'ched namar? Because maybe he would have a greater bracha. And as the Bach explains over there, it was a zman of bracha. So Rav Huna got the bracha, but it was fulfilled in a different way. The bracha was he should have a lot of clothing. He did it, yeah, he was filled with clothing. Not that he was very rich to buy many clothing. Rav had a kpeid, why didn't you say v'ched namar? And maybe I would have a better fulfillment of that bracha. But you see from here the concept that sometimes there's a gzeiro, there's a bracha, something needs to come to the world, and it's fulfilled in a different way. Says the Yehudi HaKadosh, David Nifla Moed, he says like this, when a person hears a rumor that his friend died, Te'osha, believe it. Why? Because maybe there's a gzeiro on his friend to die. And by him accepting the rumor, that will be the fulfillment of the gzeiro, and his friend will not die. The opposite is regarding Ashirus, when you have a rumor that a friend became rich, don't believe it. Because if you believe it, that may be the fulfillment of the gzeiro. He has a gzeiro, a bracha from Shemayim to become rich. If you're going to believe the rumor, that will be the kiyum of the gzeiro and you'll never become rich. If you don't believe it, maybe the gzeiro will be fulfilled in reality. So for the benefit of your friend, hearing a rumor that he died, believe it. And for the benefit of your friend, hearing a rumor that he became rich, don't believe it. That's the Gevaldik Avart of the Yehudi HaKadosh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.